Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, stranger.
It's Barbara Lewis bringing us back one of the classics. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're visiting with another classic, Gary Moore. He's a longtime founding member of our Brain Trust, one of the great founders of our Brain Trust, all the way back to 1998. Gary is the founder of the Financial Seminary. Financialseminary.org is his website. Look Up America is his new book. My favorite, Gary, is still your Sir John Templeton Spiritual Investments book. It's still one of my favorites in my library.
That was a good one.
Yep. So thanks again for being here. Folks, we're talking about what's going on. I'm going to get Gary to get to where he thinks things are going here in a minute. But Gary, I'm not as smart as you. I don't know as much about the stock market, but I do. I pay attention to what's happening. And when I saw, probably 7 or 8, 9 years ago, when I started I listened to CNBC, Squawk Box. I listened to that a lot in the morning, mm-hmm. early in the morning, and I got to noticing that if they said investor, when they used the word investor, the things that the investors that they talked about were doing were trading. They weren't investing.
Right.
And then I noticed that the programming and the words, they quit even saying investor and started
right.
talking about trading. And
right.
I said, you know what? And in those days, I started saying, you remember, I talked to you about this. I said, the more Wall Street trades and the less they invest, the more the disconnect between them and us.
Correct.
What do
you're
think?
Exactly right, Jim. They, I still do that. Just last week, in fact, I was watching CNBC, and I noticed that virtually every ad that came on was talking about trading.
Yep.
They almost never use the word investing.
Have you heard that the average stock is held 1.5 minutes?
No, but with high frequency trading, that doesn't surprise
me. Isn't that what caused the stock market to go down 1,000 points in 5 minutes? Was
oh
high
yeah
frequency trading?
Sure, of course.
That's all digital. That's all digital.
Yeah. And, well, that wasn't all of it, but there was the special, what we call specialists, still have a hand and all
yeah,
that kind of
yeah.
stuff, but. What it all boils down to is just people who are just doing short-term trading with no concern whatsoever
yeah.
for what's this doing to the economy in
mm-hmm.
the long run. And it's becoming a political issue. I know Hillary Clinton's talking about it, and
mm-hmm.
some of the others are.
In a scary way. But, Gary, let me say this.
Well, I mean, they're probably going to propose the wrong solutions
mm-hmm.
is the problem. But we need to go back and figure out what this is all about, Jim.
But don't you agree with me about this, Gary? Corporate balance sheets and small business balance sheets are probably better than I've ever seen them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there is not a cash problem. Small businesses, big businesses, if they're successful, they're not cash squeezed right now. They need more business. Small businesses need more business. The banks are stronger than they've ever been. They've been able to withstand the stress test a lot better. We don't really have a financial we don't have an economic crisis.
Economic,
right now,
yes.
But we could we could have a financial crisis that creates an economic crisis.
You got it exactly, Jim. I've been saying for a long time, people have been asking me, you know, what's going to happen here. And I would say, look, I think the problem is in the stock market. It's just
mm-hmm.
overvalued, too much speculation and so on. Now, at this point, I do not see it becoming economic. Now, it could.
If it went in half, like you said, like you talked about earlier, if the stock market dropped 50%, that would make a difference in the economy.
Yeah, here's what I'm hoping will happen, Jim. I'm hoping that the speculative mindset that's prompting all this trading has been broken, and that people will begin to invest in the real economy. That they're going to, instead of speculating in stocks, maybe they would look around and find a small business to finance or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I had a client last week told me he's getting out of the market to invest in a rental property
yep.
because people need rental homes.
I moved most of my stocks out of the market into real estate.
That's a healthy
control,
thing
that I manage.
That's, Yeah, that's a healthy thing, Jim, if it goes into the real economy. And I think that's what we're going to begin doing, because I just don't see the returns of the stock market being there for a while until we have a pretty decent correction. And, and you certainly can't make anything in the bond market. Mm-hmm. So,
But fundamentally, America, the American structurally, systemically, the American economy, including the balance sheets and the equity of in corporations, and large and small, is pretty darn good right now, isn't it?
Yeah, we're in pretty good shape. Yeah. The consumer is strapped, Jim, which is hurting us, which is why I do think we're going to see, with labor being tightened, we should see some wage increases and so on come along that will help that.
I hope so. Hey, Gary, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Good job, as always. Come back soon.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen. FinancialSeminary.org is his website. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.